I welcome you to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration again. Today, let's look at Genesis chapter 37, starting into the life of Joseph. And let me read a few verses here. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brother envied him, but his father observed the saying. Okay, we'll stop there. This account of Joseph, and if you're familiar with the story, you know that he was indeed sold into the hands of the Midianites and taken to Egypt, and there he was sold as a slave. And he worked as a slave, and he ended up in prison because of false accusations. And it just seems like time after time, things worked against Joseph, totally out of his control and totally undeserved. And we see in the beginning here of chapter 37, we see that Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children. And it says because he was the son of his old age. That's the only reason it gives. He was the son of his old age. And he was the son of Rachel, which Jacob loved Rachel more than his other wives. So Jacob was very unwise in favoring one of his sons. It just doesn't work out well. And it didn't in this time. And if we do it, it won't work out well. And it's a challenge as a parent. It's a challenge that we face. How to make our children feel like they are all equally loved, because they do have varying characteristics, varying personalities, they have varying degrees of obedience or lack thereof. But it's very important that somehow we hit the balance, hit the mark on loving them all very deeply and appreciating them. This story, it ends up good, and God was using it. It's a wonderful example of how God will move and use in situations where man is involved in a far less than perfect way. I hope I'm making sense in what I'm saying. I'm saying that even though we have our faults and we have our failures and we are far from perfect and we have our sins, God is able to work in that and through that, just like he did in this time. We know that Joseph went on to be second to Pharaoh in Egypt. He was mightily involved in the saving of the population. I won't go into those details now. It would be interesting to continue on this theme the rest of the week. I'm not quite certain if that's what will happen. But back to what we read again. Jacob loving Joseph more than the rest of his children. And then he made him a coat of many colors. Why he did that? Did he just simply do it out of favoritism? We're not really told. Perhaps his other sons were acting difficult. They were rebellious. They were hating one another. They had strife among themselves. Maybe they were just difficult to handle, difficult to get along with. Perhaps Jacob thought he would show open favor to Joseph so that the rest would be moved to emulation, to be more like Joseph. Well, that wasn't the right tactic, and we know that. But we don't know just what motive Jacob had for making this coat of many colors. Then we have the two dreams that Joseph dreamed. And in both dreams, he found himself, or the sheep that was representing himself, or the star that was representing himself, he found that the rest were doing obeisance to him, or reverence. They were bowing to him. And he dreamed it twice. And it says his brethren envied him. They hated him all the more. But his father realized that something special might be going on. And he kept the sayings in his heart. I think that's as far as we'll go this morning. I guess the main lesson in this inspiration is for us fathers to be very, very careful to have no favoritism. And another lesson would be the fact that us people, when we act in the flesh and we're so far from perfect in our dealings, even in that, God can use it. God can redeem the situation and bring good out of it. And we want to praise his name for that. That doesn't give us excuse to live our lives carelessly. But we can take comfort that God works in impossible situations, and God works with less than perfect people. So let's take courage. Let's serve the Lord. Let's be faithful to him. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we look forward to continuing the rest of the week.